Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, July 11, 2023. Stand up for your country. You know, we Americans are a self-centered people. We've always been that way. A lot of it has to do with separating from England and fighting a war over that, and then being preoccupied with our own situations rather than looking around the world. And if you trace American history, isolationism is always present in every decade. Now, things have changed because of the high-tech era, and all countries are tied into each other. So what happens overseas in the developed countries directly affects us. Now, I'm not talking about Africa or South America or South Asia, where inter-country controversies don't affect us at all. But I am talking about the developed world and China and Russia and Iran and India. Everything that happens in those places influences the way we live here. Keep that in mind. Now, with the collapse of the American public school system, and it has collapsed, just look at the test scores, it's ridiculous. History and geography, if you quiz the urchins, I mean, they have no blanket idea about what happened, when it happened, where it happened, and nor do they care. Even though they have the dopey machine in their hand, they can just Google whatever they want, it pops up right before their eyes. That's how easy it is to get information, but they don't care. What do they want to know where Zambia is? No idea, right? So anyway, against that backdrop, we have a significant meeting in Lithuania. Quiz question, where is Lithuania? Do you know? Well, it's part of the three Baltic states that border Russia, okay? And were occupied by the Soviet Union for decades, but they got their freedom when the Soviet Union collapsed. So 31 NATO countries, their leadership have gone to Lithuania to taunt Putin. That's what they're doing there. They're taunting him because if they wanted to have a NATO meeting, it could happen in Belgium, far away from Russia. But they want to be right on Putin's doorstep because they sense weakness in Putin and they want to show the world that NATO is a lot stronger than Putin. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So President Biden leads the charge. We are the most powerful country in the world. China would like to be, but not yet. All right. Now, today, Sweden's membership in NATO pretty much confirmed. Turkey was blocking that for some bogus reason about migrants, but the U.S. bought off Turkey by allowing the transfer of F-16 jet fighters to the Erdogan government, and then you buy these people off. That's what you do. That's called diplomacy. We send jets over there. They got to pay for them. But, you know, Turkey is a dubious country, to say the least. And as soon as that deal was made, Erdogan said, oh, yeah, we'll let Sweden into NATO. This, of course, tees off Putin, because now you got Finland, Sweden aligned against him. That's 33 NATO countries and counting. Also today, Ukraine was reaffirmed that NATO will continue to help. They'll deliver, France is going to deliver deep strike missiles. Germany is going to give Ukraine 20,000 rounds of artillery ammo. Germany's a riot. They really, you know. Bottom line is NATO's united against Putin. It has nothing to do with Ukraine. Ukraine's just the facilitator here. All right. So let's give you some stats. In the USA, the latest poll on Ukraine was Pew Research Center. Okay. Early June. Do you approve or disapprove of the Biden administration's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine? Approve 39, disapprove 35. So it's pretty close. And 25% have no blank and clue, as I said, what this is all about, where Ukraine is, who Putin is, they don't know. So, but it's close. And the reason it's close is that the conservative media has been skeptical of helping Ukraine. And the main people are Tucker Carlson, as you know. When he was on Fox, he was against the Ukraine assistance. Alex Jones, that far-right guy. Tulsi Gabbard, former congresswoman. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Senator Rand Paul, Senator J.D. Vance, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Governor Ron DeSantis, and on and on. I mean, those are the big names that don't want to help Ukraine. Okay, they all have their own reasons, and they're entitled to them. This is America. You want to dissent, you dissent. All the Democrats have fallen in lockstep behind Biden, as they usually do. Okay? Now the stats in the war. War's been going on about a year and a half. 50,000 at least Russians have been killed. 50,000. That's a big loss, obviously. All right. Ukrainians have lost about 20,000, but I think that's low. We don't get real reliable reporting out of Ukraine or Russia. Ukrainian civilians, this is a little bit better because U.S. Red Cross is there and National Red Cross as well. Civilians killed about 10,000. Civilians injured about 16,000. But here's the stat. 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country. And they got to live somewhere, and somewhere here in the USA. 6 million. So this is an unbelievable global disaster. The Kyiv School of Economics, again, unreliable, estimates that the destruction in Ukraine has cost $143 billion. Now, NATO has pledged $165 billion to Ukraine, of which the USA is paying 40%, $75 billion so far. It's a lot of taxpayer money going over there. Is Ukraine corrupt? Yeah, it is. But the enemy of your enemy is your friend. And there's no way we can regulate what happens inside Ukraine. What we want to do is downgrade Putin so he gets overthrown, which I have predicted will happen. Okay? And that would be a big win for the world. So that's where we are. And I'm a realist. I want what's best for America first, and then the world. It's better if Putin disappears. And here's something interesting. He's the richest man in the world, Putin. And his money is tied up in Switzerland, other easy banking places under phony names and all that. You know how it goes. Putin can't spend it. He can't spend the money. There isn't a country on the planet that will take Putin with the possible exception of Iran. And Putin doesn't want to go to Iran. Okay, nobody else is going to take him. Maybe Afghanistan. All right, but he's got nowhere to go. So he can't like flee the country like Idi Amin did and went to Saudi Arabia. So nobody's going to take Putin. And he can't spend his money. I guess his friends are buying, his girlfriend in Switzerland's buying stuff, but he can't. Now he has got everything he needs in Russia, but it's still Russia. He can't go on vacation. So Putin is going to wind up in handcuffs or with a bullet in his head. That's what's going to happen, because this Ukraine thing's not going to get any better for him. It's a stalemate now. All right? And two sides are looking at each other. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't possibly predict. But NATO, in the two-day meeting, is pretty firm. We're not backing off, and Ukraine's not backing off. So Putin, what Putin should do is try to get a peace thing going on. Remember, Pope Francis went over there and offered to broker a peace deal. Putin said no. Putin said no to every peace overture. Everyone. Okay, that's the memo.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's bring in a guest who I think disagrees with me a little, and I love that. You know how I like that. Her name is Kelly Vejos. I hope I got that. She works for the Quincy Institute, which is a think tank, and studies situations all over the world in a U.S. context, joining us now from Washington. So where did I go wrong? Did I go wrong anywhere?
Well, I mean, I think you might be a little optimistic on Putin's demise. I think there are plenty of people who would hope that he would disappear. I guess the question is, how would it happen? I don't think the American people are interested in another regime change war in which our entire U.S. foreign policy is geared towards ousting another foreign leader and then having to deal with a vacuum, a power vacuum after. Many experts on Russia say, you know, if Putin was gone tomorrow, there'd probably be a more nationalistic or hardline person waiting in the wings, because that's where the power center is right now.
Okay, let me dissent from that analysis. The military would take over Russia, as you know, probably. It's the only other body that could run the country. The oligarchs aren't making any money now. They'll back the military and business as usual. Everybody gets rich. Putin can't stay there. He's been embarrassed by the Wagner group, even though there's some detente in the air. Nobody believes that. The Russian people don't like Putin. That nationalism is gone on the backs of the 50,000 dead and more than 100,000 maimed. He can't recruit. People are leaving Russia in droves. He's done. It's just a matter of how. He's not going to survive this. And if he does, I'll have you back on and I'll say you were right and I was wrong. But I can't. I'm a historian. There's no leader on the skids like Putin who has ever survived it. And a vacuum? Soviet military takes over. Soviet military is in business to make money, and the oligarchs will come in, and it'll be back to business. And that's what I see. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think there's plenty of polling in Russia that say that it's not as clear cut as you say that nobody.
Well, wait. You know, if a polling outfit calls you and you go against Putin, you're going to get a knock on the door. Come on.
Right, but I've seen polling by polling companies that are actually trusted by the Kremlin come out with much more temperate results in terms
That's
of
propaganda.
What the Russian people are thinking. And they do, you know, in many ways do support the war effort in Ukraine.
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that propaganda for a second. It's
okay,
like
for
every,
example.
Wait.
For example.
It's like every totalitarian regime on Earth. They always put that stuff out. You think the Russian people are happy with this Ukraine thing? You think they're happy with it?
I don't know what else we have to go by, Bill, when you have poll after poll after poll that show that the Russian people support the war effort.
All done by the
Kremlin. I'm sure there are gradations in there that you can probably just dismiss. But on point, the Russian people have supported this. I just want to give you one example. Navalny, who is the much heralded democracy leader in Russia, who is in jail for his political activism, has been a supporter of Russia remaining in Crimea because the Russian people believe Crimea is Russian.
It's
and they support the Russian
situations.
People in Crime. But no, but
two
it's, so to
situations.
Say that they don't support the war effort,
right.
that's erroneous. It's very complicated. There are Russian-speaking people in Ukraine. There are Russian parts of Ukraine that are supported by the people in Russia, and they support Russia being able to maintain
okay, then
its
why
influence
then,
there.
If you what
so
you
to say,
say
that they don't support the war, they don't support
wait.
Putin. I feel
why
is,
then. If what,
right.
you're say, if what you're saying is true, and I don't believe it is, not because you're being deceitful, I think you're buying into propaganda. When the Wagner Group rebelled a few weeks ago against Moscow, no military, Russian military unit stepped up to fight them. They seized a fairly large Russian city without any resistance. All right. In fact, six Russian generals crossed over to help the Wagner Group. All six have been arrested and they're probably dead now because the Wagner Group backed down for whatever reason. I don't know. My analysis is based on U.S. and British intelligence, what they are putting out, because I have access to some of that. And they are directly contradicting any kind of poll that would be taken in a country where the people are frightened to death of saying anything negative about their government. So let's advance it a little bit longer. If you were advising President Biden, what would you tell him to do right now as far as Ukraine and Putin?
Well, I would tell him to start opening up communications with their Russian counterparts, whether it be the Secretary of State's counterpart, the CIA's counterpart, the Secretary of Defense counterpart, and get some talking going. Because well, I agree with you, Bill. This is a stalemate, and it's
surely
going
you
to
know, surely you know that the United States ambassador to the Vatican was involved with Pope Francis's trip to try to convince Putin to go to the peace table. So there are avenues where the United States and Great Britain and the NATO countries have said to Putin, hey, we're willing to talk about peace.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
that's what they
well,
say, Bill.
Why would the Pope go?
What they say when they're pressed, but I don't see any evidence of it. I don't see any evidence that they are focused on a diplomatic pathway. I see a lot of evidence.
Why would Pope Francis go?
Pouring more money into the war and the more fighting, which is only destroying Ukraine. Because as you know, the best they can get out of this is a stalemate. The best.
So you think it's better for Putin to run Ukraine, take it over, as he has Belarus and Georgia? You think that's better? Okay.
No.
Than the Ukrainians
I think it would be better
fighting
to change
for their
course
freedom?
Here because the current course isn't working. Because
it's not working for Putin, but it's working for Ukraine because they fought them through a stalemate.
Is it?
Yeah.
They don't have as many soldiers. They don't have as many weapons. They don't have production lines. We just had to give them cluster munitions because we're running out of regular artillery shells to give Ukraine. We've leaned on all of our allies to give every piece of ammo that we possibly can.
So you think it's better for the Ukrainians?
We don't have the production lines going enough to fund and resource the war.
You think it's better for the Ukrainian people to be subjugated by Moscow rather than a fight for their freedom?
No, I didn't say that. I said we need to get talks going to end the war. That doesn't mean subjugation.
You're ignoring the Pope Francis entree, totally ignoring that the man went with the blessing of Biden and the U.S. ambassador and Putin tell him to get bent.
The Pope did? The The Pope did? I didn't know that the Pope was like coordinating with Washington.
The Pope made him a mission. Of course they coordinate with Washington. What do you think the U.S. ambassador in the Vatican does?
I don't believe that, but I guess
you don't
it sounds
what?
Good on paper. I don't believe that, because if they really did, they would continue pushing the Vatican to keep that shuttle diplomacy going.
There's no
and every
shuttle
time they're
about
asked
it.
About the Pope,
Putin
they say,
no.
Eh.
Putin said
they don't,
no.
They don't even acknowledge that the Pope has gone over there.
They can't do that. Oh, it's been reported widely, but they can't say, look, the Pope's going over there. I mean,
why not?
There's a big, because of security. Because of security.
No, I'm saying they
Come
haven't
on.
Acknowledged that the Pope is actually trying for peace. They don't really care to even.
Why do you think he went over there to give his blessing to Putin to baptize some kid? Of course he went over there to try to get brokered some kind of peace. Anyway, look, I put my case forth and you did a very good job. I must say, I love these debates. And we'll let the viewers, of course, process it. And thanks for coming. I hope you come back. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's get back here. Biden family finances. It's too bad. By the way, if you want to comment on that debate, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. So there's a guy named Gal Luft, 57 years old. He's got a dual passport, Israeli and USA. He said that he knows or has evidence that Joe Biden took money from Hunter Biden in all of this, China, Romania, Ukraine, Russia stuff. This is what the guy said. He's been arrested, all right, by the Justice Department and charged with 8 counts of arms trafficking, all right? Apparently, he brokered a deal. China was going to sell arms to Libya, okay? So, U.S. Justice Department issued a warrant. He's on the lam, okay? He's gone in the wind. Nobody knows where he is. Now the conspiracy people come out. They come out all over the place because Comer, the Oversight Committee chair in the House, all right, mentioned this guy Luft as some kind of informant. Now people are saying, oh, because he had information against President Biden, they arrested him. Hold on, okay? Just wait. I understand the United States of conspiracy. I understand talk radio. I did talk radio. I know the conspiracies sell. I know they make money, both sides, both sides. So I have to report this guy Luft, all right? I don't know what he did. How could I possibly know what he did? Maybe he's completely innocent. Maybe the Biden administration is trying to shut him up. Possible, but you can't say it as fact. FBI Chief Christopher Wray tomorrow, and this will be our lead story and talking points, goes before the House Judiciary Committee, that's Jim Jordan, the House committee is investigating the politicization of the nation's preeminent law enforcement agency, the FBI, under the direction of Wray and Attorney General Garland. So Hunter and Jim have got to come up. Got to come up. Have to be. Front and center. So I told you what I think is going to happen is that Wray is going to do what he always does. I can't comment. It's under investigation. Oh, maybe other charges will be lodged against somebody in the Biden family, so I can't comment. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't imagine Ray's going to go in and answer these questions. We're on it. I hope he answers the questions. Do we, the people, have a right to know what the deuce is happening in the FBI?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. By the way, we are going to have a special event, BillO'Reilly.com, No Spin News event. It's going to be Monday, July 24th, all right, about our investigation into the Biden family finances. This event is simply your questions to me, and I will answer them for about 45 minutes. But it's only for premium and concierge members of BillO'Reilly.com. So if you're thinking about it, joining us and getting all of the things we have for you for a very, very low price, you will get access to that special. For the thousands of premium and concierge members we already have, okay, just mark that calendar, 8 p.m., July 24th, live. I'll have the emails right in front of me. Pop, 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 pop. Okay, so we're doing that for you because we know you're very interested in this. The Biden administration does not like this federal order that federal employees are no longer to consult with social media mavens. This comes off the censorship by Twitter and others about the COVID vaccine. So, federal judges have said, your federal employee, you can't have meetings with the social media crew. All right, the judge that issued that order is U.S. District Court Judge Terry Doty. Okay? And he has issued it temporarily. The order bars many agencies and their employees from urging, encouraging, pressuring, or inducing social media companies to remove or restrict content. Okay? So the Biden administration asked for a delay, and the judge said, no, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. That's where it's headed. First Amendment, but you can see the intent, because the censorship on social media was so horrific, driven by the FBI and other federal agencies, that the federal judiciary is appalled. You can't be making secret deals with these people to censor opinions if you're in the FBI or anyplace else. That's under the federal government's umbrella. Fascinating story. All right, Fox News may face a lawsuit from Ray Epps. Now, those of you who follow January 6th, you certainly know who Ray Epps is. He was a Trump supporter, former Marine from Arizona. He was at the riot on January 6th. He was not charged, but still could be. Okay, Epps is not free and clear of charges on January 6th. However, Tucker Carlson in particular and others at Fox News suggested, I think that's the word I'm looking for, that Epps was part of a false flag operation. He was a plant to incite the riot at the Capitol. Epps went on 60 Minutes and said his life is ruined. After watching that, here's what I said. Go. First of all, if you watched 60 Minutes last night, you saw a man named Ray Epps, right? Tell the audience that Tucker Carlson ruined his life. I'm going to deal with Mr. Epps in the final thought of today's broadcast. But that was a pretty strong assertion on 60 Minutes. And when I saw it, I said, oh, here comes the lawsuit against Tucker Carlson and Fox News from Ray Epps. Now, The Guardian, not a reliable source, The Guardian newspaper reports that Epps is going to sue. His lawyer has already demanded an apology, sent Fox News a cease and desist letter demanding a retraction of the conspiracy theory, and on and on. My question is, why hasn't Epps sued before this? What's holding that up? See, something in there that we don't know about. Again, we report the facts. Do we trust the Guardian? No. Is it likely Epps will sue? Yes. But there's something holding it up. Okay, what else do we have here on the sheet? Oh, by the way, Fox News stock was downgraded yesterday by Wells Fargo, and then the left went wild. But this is across the board. This isn't just an FNC problem. Cable news and programming, entertainment, is done. It's done. It's obsolete because it's too expensive. So cable news, if you get a full boot of cable offerings, you're paying $225. No, people aren't going to do that. I mean, I have 100 channels. I don't watch 90 of them. Okay, it's very, very hard to find anything to watch. Life Below Zero, I don't need to watch that. I just don't. I'm sorry. And cable news ratings, I mean, since I left 6.5 years ago, I mean, like this. Because people can get information elsewhere. They don't have to invest an hour. But more importantly, all news operations are boring. They're all repetitive. They're all boring. The analysts are afraid to say anything that will get them in trouble. And why? So the audience has fled and at the same time downsized because of money to just select the things that they want, which you can do. All right. So very interesting things taking place. And here's another. Disney. Okay, this is a titanic corporation. It's lost more than 50% of its value in the stock market. Two reasons. Disney is greedy. In fact, there's going to be an eighth dwarf named Greedy. Okay, there's Dopey and there's Doc and there's Greedy. So if you're a family of four and you go to Disney World or Disneyland, you could easily spend $1,000 a day. Most people can't do that. Most families can't do that. And now Disney's woke, unapologetically woke, woke to the core. So there's an outfit called Touring Plans. They did a study of wait times in Disneyland and, yeah, Disney World, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, studied it. And the wait times are down 43% since 2019, which means there are fewer people going to the parks. And I believe it. It's mainly because of the money. It's so expensive. So Greedy the dwarf, you know, he may get let go. They might have to furlough Greedy. Brown University, Providence, Rhode Island. Okay. So I have a master's degree from Harvard, Ivy League school, obviously. I enjoyed my time in Cambridge, but I understand the Ivy League mentality, all right? And still today, an Ivy League degree in this country will get you open doors. So Brown is an Ivy League school. And the newspaper there, the Daily Herald, Brown Daily Herald, they did a survey. So they asked the students, are you gay? And 38% of the students said, yeah, I'm gay. Big headline, huge social media story. I'm looking at this, and I know exactly what happened here. So many Ivy League students are wise guys and gals. They're cynical. They get a question like that, yeah, I'm gay. Even if they're not gay, they just want to cause trouble. They just want to, you know, I did that. I do that. If I were at Harvard at the Kennedy School and I got a call from the daily newspaper, are you gay? Yeah, of course I am. Just to give them some jazz. That's what this is about. So it's estimated that gay Americans comprise about 6 to 8% of the population. So Brown's 38%. No. I got a real kick out of that. Kansas, let's go to Kansas. So for the last 4 years, you could change your gender on your driver's license. If you're trans, you could do that. But then the legislature in Kansas passed a law that says you can't. So if you were born a biological male or female, it's on your birth certificate, that's what's on your driver's license. Trans people go nuts. Far left goes nuts. Okay. So there's all kinds of back and forth. But District Judge, State Judge Teresa Watson, issued an order that prohibits the state from allowing transgender drivers to change the sex on the license. That should be it. That should be it. But it'll probably go federal. But Kansas is going to be allowed to do that, I think, in the end. They can do it now. Smart Life. This is very important. I hope you appreciate these Smart Life segments. We put a lot into them. And this is directly because we want you to have the best life you can possibly have. So there's a study. The European Heart Journal puts it out. It says, now, if you consume a little dairy, it could help prevent heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular diseases. Whoa, wait. What do you mean? We weren't supposed to have any dairy. It's low-fat milk, 2% this, but that, no cheese, no ice cream, no dairy. Bad cow. But now it's okay. A couple of times a week to have that little dairy. Okay, now all of this is, remember you couldn't eat eggs? Now, then you could eat eggs. Now, then you couldn't again. And you can't eat bacon, but maybe you can eat turkey bacon. Remember all this? It's just, it'll drive you nuts. Ignore it. Eat in moderation. So I eat whole milk. I don't like the 2% watery stuff. But I don't drink a lot of it. I put it on the cereal. All right. I have a little cheese once in a while, but I'm not a cheese whiz guy. I mean, once in a while, just moderation. A little ice cream, that's my weakness. Only 2 times a week, though. Okay? Moderation in everything. Because if you're not moderate, you could get diabetes, which you don't want. So the estimate is that by the year 2050, all right, that's 27 years from now, 1 billion people worldwide will have diabetes. And all that is blood sugar. So when you go to the doctor, and you should go every year, you have them test your blood sugar. And if it's in the pre-diabetes cycle, you got to cut back the sugar. That's the most important thing. Get that sugar down. Fruit juice is a killer. But now they have fruit juice that tastes pretty good, that's lower, all right? Nothing over 15 grams. And on the label, you see, okay, how many grams of sugar? 15, if it's above that, no. Below that, you know, if it's 10 to 15, you can, if it's below 10, you're good. Smart Life. Stay in history, July 11, 1955, President Dwight Eisenhower signs a bill requiring the inscription, "In God We Trust," on all paper and coin currency in the USA. I write a message of the day about it, how God was happy with that. How do I know? Well, good connections. Anyway, that happened 68 years ago. Been challenged and challenged and challenged and challenged. Still there. In fact, it's a national motto. Did you know that? A lot of people think E Pluribus Unum, Latin, for out of many, one, is the national motto. It isn't. It's been replaced by "In God We Trust." The atheist drives them nuts. But the Supreme Court has ruled consistently that this is not a promotion of a certain religion. It's not. It is a sentiment, and it's allowed. Okay, Dwight Eisenhower, that's what he did. Got good mail and a final thought. We'll be right back with those. All right, let's go to the mail. Francesco writes, people see and hear what they want to see and hear, Bill. I was talking to an old friend about the Biden money trail and the many different accounts, corporations, banks, and all of the stuff that's been reported. His answer, they all do it. There you go. He doesn't care. And there are millions and millions of Americans who don't care what the Bidens did. Don't care. Not in the least. And there are millions and millions of Americans who don't care what Trump did. Perry. Hey, Bill, once again, it's most evident the reason for our corruption in the country is lack of an honest media. That is absolutely true. Corrupt media leads and makes it much easier for corrupt politicians to operate. Catherine Partham, Windham, New Hampshire. Bill, did I hear you say that if Fatima Graves was placed in front of a congressional committee, she could not plead the fifth? Why would she? She's not charged with any crime. Fatima Graves is the wife of U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves in Washington, D.C. Matthew Graves refused to cooperate in the Biden investigation. Fatima Graves has been to the White House 28 times with no explanation. But she's not charged with any crime. It's not illegal to go to the White House or take a message to the White House. It's not illegal. So why, if she would ever plead the fifth, then all kinds of doors open. Gabriel Caponera, sorry, Gabe. Gabriel Caponera, Chicago. Why are so many people, once thought noble, willing to fall on their swords for the Biden family? I don't know any people willing to fall on their swords for the Biden family who I thought were noble. Can you send me some names? I don't know any. Mostly zealots. Joseph Molinelli, Quag, Long Island. Bill, you stated Russia is our number one enemy. I thought it was China. It's Russia because Russia is militarizing and acting to invade other countries. China has not yet done that, unless you want to count Tibet decades ago. Linda Horwedge, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I read your message today and I have a question. Do you think that if neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden were in the race for the presidency, people would vote with their hearts and brains instead of hatred? I think it'd be a little easier for zealots to take an objective look if both men were not in there. But, you know, it's a long shot. Sandy Manfredi, Lincoln University, Pennsylvania. There's no way a teacher in the U.S. can confiscate a phone from a kid. All hell would break loose. Too many kids have no respect for teachers. Sandy, you know, look, the school has a right to make rules in the classroom. If the school's rule is the kid doesn't have a cell phone while in the class, out, keep it in a backpack or something, then and the kid violates the rules, you just send the kid right down to the principal. That's it. Principal has to enforce the rules. And if you don't, then you're going to have chaos. And a lot of schools do. Okay, Killing the Witches, we're getting good buzz. We sent out a few copies for review. Everybody likes it. So that book comes out September 26th. If you want to pre-order, BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know the drill. The summer reading program, 3 kick butt books, okay, you get, plus a Team Normal hat. So you get Crazy Horse, Killers, Legends, and the hat, $32.95. Tremendous summer deal. And we have bumper stickers, brand new bumper sticker, Don't Be a Pinhead. Boy, I got a lot of people I'm going to give that to. I'm just handing it to them. And then Atheum, nothing there, Team Normal. So we got a pack of 6, very low price. Have fun with them. I hope you check that out. Word of the day, do not be restive, R-E-S-T-I-V-E. When writing to me, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name in town, please. Final thought in a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's do the final thought here. of course, with this new July 24th special for premium and concierge members about the Biden investigation, which I'm in the forefront now, we are going to stay on the story, obviously. But the story is going to be difficult in August because Congress goes on recess from July 31st, Monday, till September 4th, after Labor Day. So no hearing, no committee hearings, all right? Nothing's going to go on, but there will be stuff. And I'm going to work, I'm going to take the some days off in August toward the end, but that's a good time for me to talk to a bunch of Congress people in private and get an idea of what's going to happen in September. That's the big push. Big push is September until the primaries start to vote in January. I don't think Biden's going to make it. I've said that and said that and said that, but boy, oh boy, this evidence is mounting. Anyway, we're going to be your go-to people. And the final thought is, I hope you become premium and concierge members. You stay with us through the summer. We will have the best reporting on the Biden family finance story. Thank you for watching No Spin News tonight. Thank you for listening. Our affiliates all across the country. We'll see you again tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.